Good evening. Okay. Welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Sue Fisher. She's with Samaritan's Purse, specifically Operation Christmas Child, or the Shoebox Ministry. And Sue, good to have you with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you, Angela. It's such a pleasure, and I appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
We like to find out every year about this time about the Shoebox Ministry, just to remind everyone, just kind of do an overview, if we could. This Shoebox Ministry, Operation Christmas Child, has been going on for several years, and you get into numerous countries around the world, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we've had this project since 1993. We've served over 100 countries, and we are coming into that season for Collection Week.
Now, as I recall from talking to you guys in the past, when you go into other countries, you actually coordinate with folks on the ground in those countries, churches, preachers, pastors, missionaries on the ground there to work with the people. So you're not just handing somebody a shoebox and walking away. They're actually going to be ministered to beyond that, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have national leadership teams that go out into these countries and just plan all the logistics. You know, how are the boxes going to get, you know, to that country? And then in that country, how are they going to get to the sites where they'll be distributed? We work alongside, we partner with those countries to distribute these shoe boxes.
And again, they get into over 100 countries?
Yes, yes.
And again, as a reminder to folks about what we're talking about, when we're talking about shoeboxes, it's items that will fit in a shoebox. And does it need to be a specific shoebox? Do we need to contact Samaritan's Purse about getting a certain type of box? What do we need to do?
Well, you can do it a number of different ways. What we look for usually is like an average size shoebox, say a woman's size 7 shoebox. And if you don't want to do a shoebox, we have pre-printed shoebox that are available through Samaritan's Purse. We've got a new updated cardboard shoebox that you can, like I said, get from a Samaritan's Purse. Or there is a new plastic shoebox, a little bit sturdier, and those are also available.
Now, the items that go inside a shoebox, of course, you don't need breakable things or anything that's considered a weapon, knife or gun or things like that. But what are we talking about when it comes to the good things that we can pack our shoeboxes with?
Well, you know what? Each shoebox is going to be individual. I think first and foremost, what I would do is pray about what you're going to put in that shoebox before you go shopping. And then, yeah, whatever will fit in a shoebox. And normally what people like to do is pick one wow item. You know, it might be a soccer ball or a doll or a stuffed animal. And then, you know, you can fill it with other fun toys or hygiene items. School supplies are always needed. If you could, I think the best thing to do is maybe to include a personal note and maybe a picture. And that way, the child can see who's sending that box.
All right. And, of course, there's not really a limit on how many shoeboxes you can do, right?
Oh, absolutely not. You can do as many as you'd like. The more, the better.
Now, I know that when I have done shoeboxes in the past, you can go online to your website and you can get stickers, or you can find out the categories, because don't you label the boxes for boy or girl and by age group?
Yes, you're right. You want to decide if you want to make a shoebox for a boy or a girl, and then the ages are either 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14.
All right, so there's three categories then, or three age groups for both the boys and the girls?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and do you have churches or civic groups or just organizations or folks who get together every year and just do some shoeboxes? Is this something that's become a tradition for a lot of folks across the country?
You know what? I believe it has, Angela. It seems like so many places will do packing parties where people will come and buy, bulk items, and then they all get together and pack shoeboxes. Some people have little contests to see who can pack the most shoeboxes, maybe within a church. You might have a youth group and then a men's group and a women's group. It's become a tradition, I believe, in most churches in this area.
Do we need to seal up or tape up or wrap the boxes, or just do the shoebox and then take them to a drop-off location?
You know what? We would really appreciate if you did not tape them up, because once they hit a processing center, they will be opened. We do check for inappropriate items, so just put your items in the box. If you're using a regular shoebox, in the past, what we have done personally is I've wrapped my shoebox. So I'll wrap the lid separately, and then I'll wrap the box so it looks really festive. So, but do not tape up your box, because then we're just going to have to remove the tape.
Okay. All right. So you can, like, take the lid and tape the body of the box and then put it together, but don't tape it up so that it can't be checked. Because in this day and age that we live in, you have to just check just to make sure.
We do. You know, we do have, there are inappropriate items, and I know it's on the website, and it's on brochures that you receive, but sometimes people, you know, aren't quite sure. So if anything comes in the box, liquid or breakable or perishable or any war-related toys, they will be taken out. So in that case, you know, they would be replaced with filler items that we have available. So that is one of the reasons for, you know, opening the box. We just need to check before it goes out.
Well, that brings up another question. I know in the years ago, they used to have like a bears and balls thing or filler items that you could sometimes drop off. Do you still collect things like that, or do you just prefer that folks do the shoe boxes?
No, I mean, anything like that would be great. If you decide, you know, I don't want to do a shoebox, but I'd rather do filler items, we'd love that. You can buy pencils in bulk and maybe wrap them up in sets of five. Or, you know, if you find something just great on sale somewhere, you can always do just filler items. You can bring those to the processing centers, and we'd love to have them. No, that would be a great idea.
Okay. Now, do we need to include things like Bibles or Bible tracts or storybooks, or do you guys do that when you hand out the shoeboxes?
Well, I mean, you can. That's definitely, you know, an item that would be okay in a shoebox, you know, little books or, you know, Bibles. But with every box that's given, we will give a booklet called The Greatest Gift. And that's the whole purpose behind the shoebox, is we're not just giving kids the gifts, you know, the toys, the tangible toys, but we're going to give them the greatest gift, and that's Jesus Christ. So they do get a little booklet. And then once there is also another program after that called The Greatest Journey, which is a 12-week discipleship program that kids, usually the ages 6 to 12 is the best. They'll get enrolled in the discipleship program. So,
and that's where the folks on the ground in the countries, the pastors and the missionaries work with the children that you hand the shoeboxes to, that they work with them weeks following that.
Yes. Yes. And before everything happens, we will go, you know, they'll go into these countries and these churches, the partnering churches, and train up leaders to teach this discipleship program. It's an amazing program. Like I said, it's a 12-week program, very comprehensive. Bible stories, talks all about, you know, Jesus' birth, you know, life, death, resurrection, how to talk to, you know, other kids about, you know, what you're learning about your faith. It's an amazing 12-week program.
What a way to share Jesus around the world. All right, so before we run out of time, the drop-off week is coming up when?
It is coming up. It's going to start Monday, November 12th. It'll run through the following Monday, November 19th.
So November 12th through the 19th. And locally, where are the locations here in Wilkes that we can take our shoeboxes?
In Wilkes, you can always come to our location at Samaritan's Purse, and that is 401 Elkin Highway. And we would love to take your shoeboxes. Then there is also Specialty Car Company, which is located at 119 Old Brickyard Road in North Wilkesboro. And if you want to drive up the mountain, you can, up to Boone, up to the processing center. They will always be happy to take your shoeboxes.
Okay. Now, the website, Sue, if folks wanted to go online and look and see, because I know you have lists and information about what to put in the shoeboxes, if they want to go online and get some information about Operation Christmas Child and Shoebox Ministry, what is the website for that?
Okay. It would be www.samaritanspurse.org /OCC.
All right. So lots of information online, and then the drop-off week is coming up November 12th through the 19th. At either the offices there, the Samaritan's Purse offices on Elkin Highway in North Wilkesboro, or at Specialty Car in North Wilkesboro. And go ahead. You have lots of time now to get together with Sunday school classes and ladies' circle groups and church groups, and the folks you work with or just your family. Get together and do some shoeboxes.
That's right. That's right. Make a festive time of it, and you know, like I said, just pray about it and pray about that child that's going to receive that box and that family, and that God would just bless it abundantly.
Absolutely. Always cover it with prayer. Start with prayer and send off those shoeboxes with prayer. Thank you so much, Sue, for taking time out to talk to us today, and what a tremendous blessing it is to be a part of this, and what a way to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ through these shoeboxes and giving this information to children. What a blessing that is. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you so much, Angela. I appreciate taking your time. Thank you.
Again, drop-off week is November 12th through the 19th. Our thanks to Sue Fisher with Operation Christmas Child for being our guest today on Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more great Southern Gospel.